Say amen again.
Amen.
Giving honor to God who got me up this morning. Started me on my way. I told the Lord that I would bless his name this morning. Because he's worthy. Am I right about it? So I thank the deacons for giving me a chance to, in my experience, in my preaching moments. I thank the choirs who are so dedicated to sing Zion songs. I thank these ministers who are so precious to me, I don't know about anybody else, to give me inspiration all the time, these preachers. I thank you for the church of the living God. Most of all, I thank Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. And while I'm preaching this sermon, I want you to think about these words. Is there anything too hard for God? Before you give up, think about it. Is it anything too hard for him that he can't solve? Can I get a witness? Think about that. I want to preach for a moment or two scriptural message from the book of Jeremiah. I want to use the 32nd and the 33rd chapter. And I want to use the 11th D of the 33rd chapter for my text. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says the Lord. And the subject of my text this morning is give God a chance to restore, to replace, and provide. Can I get a witness this morning? The Bible says that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And while he was still confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came him a second time. Well, if it came a second time, he had to come to a first time. This is what the Lord said, he who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. He said, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses that in the city and the royal places of Judah have been torn down and be used against the siege ramps and the sword in the fights with the Babylonians. They will be filled with dead bodies of men. I will slay in my anger and wrath. I will hide my face from this city because of his wickedness. You may take your seats in the house of the Lord. Give God a chance before you give up to restore, replace, and provide. The Bible says that Jeremiah was incarcerated. He was put in jail for testifying about what the Lord has said. As I think about the Holy Land today, I see the devastations. I see the land torn asunder, the Holy Land, all of this bombing and buildings tore down, and children and mothers and fathers slain because of a war. I don't know what kind it is. I don't know if it's a holy war or not. But they forgot about the war in the Ukraine, and now they're thinking about Israel. And so Jeremiah is prophesying and saying that I'm confined. I've been put in jail because I testified what the Lord told me to say to you. I've come to realize, church, that the last few weeks and months, we have heard many inspiration sermons and messages from the Lord, amen, coming from our own associate ministers, visiting preachers, pastors, and bishops, amen, and they all spoke of hope, trust, and holding on to the God of our Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. One spoke of the best is yet to come. The other spoke of the burden we must bear to regain our focus. Can I get a witness this morning? Then another one spoke of how hard it is to pastor church. I haven't pastored, but I have been in that seat of pastor. I have taken on some responsibilities of a church, baptizing, preaching, funerals, and all this that goes on teaching. And it isn't an easy job, y'all. In preparation of preparing ourselves to tell you what God has told me to tell you. Think about it. Is there anything too hard for God? Well, we must bear to regain our focus. Someone said, praying boldly, bound down to the earth with much prayer. Somebody pray with me this morning. We must give God a chance, amen, to restore, replace, and provide. And as we stand on Canaan's shore, let us believe that God is the fountain of all being, power, and life. Amen, somebody. Somebody going to hear me after a while, because I'm going to keep telling the church to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to keep telling you that God is the answer to our problems. Amen, somebody. I'm going to keep telling you that hope is on the horizon and all we have to do is claim it and stand on the promises of God. Can I get a witness this morning? Y'all going to pray with me? God is a fountain of all being, power, and life. Church, that with him, he is a God of boundless mercy, and that he is a God of strict justice, and that he directs everything for the best. Anybody hear me? He's going to tell us what the best thing to do. All we have to do is do what God says do. Hold on to his promises. Am I right about it? In the past, we have heard, we have been a praying church in the past. Am I right about it? In the past, we have been a Holy Ghost church with a Holy Ghost background, large choirs with many musical instruments, children choirs, men choruses with a head count of about 50 to 100 men. Amen, somebody. Y'all going to help me? Our Sunday school was very inspirational with dedicated teachers who prepared themselves for the unfinished task. Amen. Can I ask the church at this time? Can I ask your favor at this time to stand and give God a 30 seconds of praise to our God. Can y'all do that? Just 30 seconds of praise, of hallelujahs. Praise the Lord. Isn't he worthy? My brothers and my sisters, we who love the Lord, I got tired, oh yes I did, of looking for our members to come. I got tired of that. Every Sunday I looked around and I couldn't see the hosts that used to be here, so I got tired of that. To show up on Sunday morning. And although I have been in much prayer, y'all, I serve a God of restoration. I serve a God of hope and praise and provision. And he will make a way somehow. Can I get a witness? My brothers and my sisters, I have come to the conclusion, amen, that whatever problems we have in this church and in this season, prayer will bring our church back to a Holy Ghost praise and a sanctifying church. And we may comfort ourselves that God sees our troubles and he knows how and he knows when to bring us through. I wish I had a praying church this morning. Y'all gonna hear me after a while. And by the grace of God, we must not dispute God's will, but we must seek to know what it means. Amen. Oh, he's a God who answers prayer. You're looking at a prayer answering person right now. But he kept me a long way. Oh, he changed me, y'all. Yeah, what a change come into my heart since Jesus has come into my heart. Can I get a witness? He's a God of who keeps his promises. Amen. He's a God of holiness, righteousness, and divine order of service. Can the church say amen? Oh, Lord, just get to know him sometime. Just get to trust him sometime. My brothers and my sisters, in chapter 33, the third verse, we will find a request by God for those of us who are trying to find a remedy for our unfaithful motivations. Amen? The Lord said to Jeremiah, and the same is applied to us, call on me. I say that again. Call on me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. You see, we don't know everything. Some of us think we do, but we don't know everything. God is the answer to our problems, y'all, this morning. Can I get a witness? And so, it is far as from the east to the west, and from earth to glory, amen. And if we pray right, he will answer, amen, glory to God. And if we respect to receive favor and comfort from the Lord, we must call him, because promises are given not to do away with prayer, but to give, to quicken it and encourage it. Somebody ought to say amen. And so, Jesus is my witness this morning that I'm going to keep on trusting him. And I'm going to keep on praying and calling upon his name. The story is told that There was a sick person in the house, and they needed a doctor. Well, they had an old lady there that had been visiting for a while, and she had been a comfort to them in the house of sickness. And one rainy night, they say, go get the doctor. They couldn't find the doctor. So they called this old lady and said, we can't find a doctor. She said, Jesus is my doctor, and he writes down all of my scriptions, and he gives me all of my medicine in my room. Everybody ought to come on in my room. Oh, come on in the room, because Jesus is my doctor, and he writes all of my prescription, and he gives me all of my medicine in my room. Amen.
Amen.
This brings me to my text, y'all. I'll be through in a minute. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says the Lord. Amen. I want to preach about three things, and I'm going to take my seat. Number one, God's promises of information. See, if you want any information, go to God. He'll give you all the information you need. His promise of peace and joy. Lastly, his promise of restoration. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says in chapter 32, 1 through 2, that Jeremiah is confined in the courthouse, in the courtyard, rather, of the guard. Amen. In other words, they put him in jail for prophesying. Amen. And it brings me to my first point. His promise of information. The reason why he's in jail, y'all pray with me now, there's good news and bad news. It's knowledge of inopportune of good news, not convenient, perplexed about the method of providence concerning the future generation. God said, I'm going to tear the town apart. I'm going to call the Babylonians down on y'all. And it's not going to be not even any animals there, nothing. So he told Jeremiah to buy some land. Now, Jeremiah's in jail. Why should he buy some land? Just don't make sense. But sometimes God tells us to do things that don't make sense. And so, concerning the future generations, amen, and I'm sure you would ask the same question if you were Jeremiah, am I right? Why would God tell me to buy some land while I'm in jail? Why would he buy a piece of land in Antioch, amen, and I'm going somewhere with this, y'all, amen? Preacher, tell us what it is. I will tell you what it is. It was to show the people he believed God when he said they were going to return to the land. I still believe that. Although Israel is torn apart, I believe that God's going to bring them back and restore that land. I still believe that. This was a hard proposition, for he had a hard question asking God in prayer in the 32nd verse, 16, 17 verse. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. Because the Lord has protected and provided for Israel down through history. And now the situation is very bad. Amen. The Lord said to me, buy the field for money. The Chaldeans have taken the city, amen. Yet God told him to buy a field, and he obeyed God. Church, it didn't make sense. Amen. So he asked the Lord a question. Why? My brothers and my sisters, the word of the Lord came to him saying, behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Glory to God. I told you I'm going somewhere with this. Watch this, watch this. Saints of God, we can ask God the same question. Why are we going through this time of many trials, looking for a pastor, fellowship of believers so scarce we can count them on our hand? Our Sunday school is down. Amen, somebody. Have no children in our junior church, amen. In our text, 32nd, 41 to 42, we'll find how now Jehovah is delivering Judah with judgment, amen. However, in a future day, he will deliver them in mercy, amen. This is a promise, and I believe through his promise, what the Lord can do for us. When we go through to him, let him know how we feel. See, sometimes we got to let the Lord know how we feel. And he will encourage our hearts to hold on as he did for Jeremiah. Can I get a witness? Hold on. We serve a God who can make crooked places straight. Amen. Hold on. God can open doors of gratitude and attitude. Amen. Hold on, my brothers and my sisters. We serve a mighty God who appoints the sun to shine by day. We serve a mighty God with authority, makes the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that it will waves roar. The Lord Almighty is his name. Do you know his name? His name is Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus, rock in a weary land, shelter in the time of the storm. Glory to God. I counted five I wills in the fifth verse to the ninth verse. But isn't it interesting how the Lord can forgive and forget? After he rained down judgment on his people, he said, I will slay in anger. I will hide my face from you because of wickedness. And in the next Holy Ghost breath, he said, I will bring health and healing. I will heal my people and let them enjoy abundant peace. Ain't God all right? My question to you this morning, are you willing to give God a chance to restore, replace, and wait on his divine provision? Tell your neighbor, I'm willing to wait on God. Tell your neighbor again, I'm willing to wait on God. And as I close, I stop by to tell you, church, he's a God of sanctification. He's a God of redemption. He's a God who brings the joy of our salvation. Can I get a witness? He's a God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, full of compassion and love. Can I tell somebody? His kingdom is everlasting through everlasting. Can I get a witness? Let the church rejoice in this place and give God some praise. My third and final point is the point of restoration. Amen. The Bible said, for I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, said the Lord. The songwriter said, the Lord our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of the storm, secure whatever ill betide. a shelter in the time of the storm. The raging storm, my realm is in time of the storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of the storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock, weary land, a shelter in the time of the storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock, weary land, a shelter in the time of the storm. I would not be in the, I tell you the reason why. I'm afraid the Lord might call me, and I wouldn't be ready to die. Oh, Jesus is the rock in the weary land, the weary land, the weary land, the weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in the weary land, a shelter in the time of the storm. In closing, amen. I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I will make a branch from David's line, amen, and will do what is just and right in the church. He said Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will be in safety, although there's a war going on there now. But I'm a living witness. God is still in control. Yes, am I right about it? Church, this is the name by which it will be fulfilled. The Lord our righteousness. Amen. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who gave his life a ransom for you and me. Give God a chance to unravel the cords of rebellion, strife, and misunderstanding. Amen. Give God a chance to redeem the lost and dying world. Amen. Give God a chance to wipe away sorrow and pain. Amen. Give God a chance to gird up major responsibilities. He gives us his ministers. Amen. Give God a chance to give many details, compliant, complex, that must be done to restore as a center of worship and witness. Give God a chance as he speaks through his word to the church as we pray, amen, so we can see the circumstances of the work he's doing to raise up, to prop up, to sit up, to pull up, to make up, to send up, to catch up, to roll up, to call up, to made up, to work up, to pray up, to trust up, to join up, to show up in a crisis of truth and belief, to ask God to let you see where he is at work to fulfill his plan and his word of restoration. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He did it at Calvary. He did it at a borrowed tomb. He got up, stood up, went up. Yes, he did. The Lord, our God, he's a blessing to us this morning. He's a blessing. He's a blessing. It's because of God's grace that I made it. Y'all want to know how I made it? It was God's grace that I made it. It was God's grace, his amazing grace, his God's grace. I made it this far. If you want to know how I made it, how I made it by the grace of God. It's God's grace, his wonderful grace. It was God's grace, his wonderful grace. I made it this far. Oh, Lord, our God, I pray that this message will help somebody, will help us to claim our victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And I pray that God will give us blessings that we won't be able to receive. Guide me, O Thou, great Jehovah, hear him through this barren land. Anybody in the house want to come to the Lord this morning? Lead me to a life of love. When I trade the words of joy, bid my anxious fear. Let me say.